When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Wednesday, April 7th. Yep, it's hump day. And we are here to get you through this day, through this week, through this month, whatever you need to get through. We are here to help guide you through the financial morass that could be your life. Maybe it's not a morass. Maybe it's great. Maybe you don't even realize how great you have it. So if you'd like a little bit of a, a reality check, good or bad, we would be delighted to help you out. Both Mark and I are certified financial planners. So if you'd like some extra sets of eyes on your financial situation, send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. And don't forget to tell us if you would come on the air with us. That is what Dan did. Dan is on the line from Tucson, one of my favorite places in the world. Dan, welcome to the program. And tell me what the weather is right now. Look out your window. Tell me what's happening.
Sunny. I'd say it's about 75 to 80 degrees out.
Perfect. Oh, so jealous of that. Oh my gosh. Well, let's see what else is sunny in your life. Tell us how we can help you out today.
So the reason I'm calling today, Jill, is I have a whole life insurance policy that I've had for the last 10 years. It's something I'm considering moving on with after listening to your show and other financial advisors. It seems like that's not the best policy for me right now. Feels like I'm a little overinsured as well. I have a term life insurance policy through my employer. So I'm looking to get out of this policy and move on.
Are you married, kids? Like, what's happening? Why'd you buy this life insurance?
I bought it 10 years ago thinking that it would be a good investment, a way to save for the future. If I suddenly pass away, I'd have something to give to my family members. Fast forward 10 years, I'm in a long-term relationship. No kids, don't plan on having kids, have a couple cats.
Is your partner, is that person relying on you or your salary for kind of covering the needs of your household?
She has a job as well, so we don't really need my salary per se.
Okay, how much do you earn, Dan?
$58,000.
Great, and what about her?
$48,000.
Are you living together? Are you like combining your resources? Are you going to marry this girl? What's going on here? I hate to be your Jewish mother.
The plan is to get married after COVID dies down. Once we get our vaccines, we're going to go get it settled.
Nice. I love it. I love it. That's great. How much is the whole life policy? What is the death benefit on that policy?
$175,000.
Okay. And how much cash value is in the policy right now?
About $14,000.
$14,000. Okay. You said you had term insurance through work. How much is that? Is it your salary or is it more than that?
It's my salary. And I believe there's an option to get more. I just didn't select that option.
Okay. That's fine. So the surrender period is up on this whole life policy, meaning that there's no fees to get out of this now, right?
Right.
Tell me other stuff going on. Are you saving money for retirement through work, or are you doing it yourself through a Roth? What are you doing right now?
Both. I have a 401k through my employer, putting about 7% towards that. And then I opened up a Roth IRA last year, and I'm trying to max that out every year, putting aside like $500 a month.
That's great. Perfect. How about an emergency reserve fund? Any money in cash that's floating around?
We have about 35 in cash, and it covers 12 months plus a few extra.
That's great. Any debt that's outstanding for you guys?
We both have student loans around $9,000 and $10,000.
Each or total?
Each.
Anything else? Credit cards? Any bad stuff like that?
No, we're doing pretty good on the credit card front.
So, yes, you're going to get out of this thing. You're going to absolutely get out of this thing. No sweat. Normally, in the normal times, I would say get out of it and pay down your student loan debt. But I want to like put a little asterisk on that. I wouldn't pay down your student loan debt right now. You're in forbearance, right? You're not. These are federal loans or private?
Federal. Yeah, we're in COVID forbearance.
Okay. So you got some time to see what shakes. Also, I would prefer that you wait to see whether they're going to wipe the slate clean on debt under $10,000, which is a real possibility, you know? So you're going to get this money from the life insurance and the permanent life insurance. You're going to keep it on hand because maybe you want to pay down the debt. We'll see what happens. But at the very least, you don't need this. And you're probably, I mean, you can do a little term life. You can either get it through work. You can add a little bit through work. You may even want to just look at, you know, what would happen if you guys just each got a term life insurance policy for the other one. And you just go to like policygenius.com and you run the numbers and you see if you need any more. It may be that you just don't need a lot of insurance. It doesn't sound like you do. It was probably, as you now realize, a very expensive way to try to invest. But on the other hand, you're out of it. You get the money, you move on. That's it. That's all you need to know. It's really the most important thing. Do you have any other investment accounts or anything else that's going on that I should know about?
I have a brokerage account with my IRA as well. They're both through Fidelity.
You could take the money that comes out of the permanent life insurance policy and just throw it in there. You know, you really could. It's not a problem. And yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. Again, it's such a strange thing for me to say. I never, ever say these kinds of things, but like I would wait to see what happens with the idea of getting rid of student loan debt. And listen, it's not costing anything right now, so that's easier. If there's some intention, do you guys rent right now?
We do.
Any intention to buy in terms of the market there? I don't really know what's going on.
We move around a lot, so we're fine just renting and just kind of letting that ride out and trying to build up our Roth IRAs. And
great. I love that. I love it. It's perfect. I like the idea that you're using your Roth IRA as your, if your salary keeps increasing, you can throw some more money into the 401k at work. Do you have a Roth option at work, a Roth 401k option?
I do.
I would use that because, I mean, right now you are in such a low tax bracket. And even when you guys get married, if you just, you know, you put your numbers together, you guys are in the, you know, will maybe be in the 22% tax bracket for some of your money, but you really are in low tax bracket. I would definitely both of you use the Roth. If any Roth option available through work, I would use.
Okay. I'll look into that.
What else you got? What else can I do for you?
I guess my question with the Roth 401k, if I eventually have to transfer that down the line, if I move on from my employer, how does that work with the Roth IRA? Can I
just
transfer?
Yeah, right, you just in? Roll it over into your Roth IRA that you have.
Oh, perfect. Well, I'm just going to do that then.
I love it. That's great. Go get your money out of that insurance policy, that nasty, expensive old insurance policy, and move on. And remember, everyone listening, people will try to sell you lots of things. At the end of the day, you buy insurance because you have a need for insurance, not because you want to be an investor through an insurance policy. So look, Dan just learned the lesson for all of you. Take his example and say, oh, wait a minute, maybe I shouldn't have bought that policy, or maybe I need to do something different. But I appreciate you sharing the whole situation with us, Dan, and enjoy the beautiful desert in the springtime and the beautiful blooming desert. And watch out for the javelinas. Watch out for the snakes. And we really appreciate you being on the program with us.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right, gang. So another show in the can. If you would not mind, if you like this program, why not go on to the old Apple site and give us a nice rating and review? Mark, how are we doing on ratings and reviews? I haven't asked for it in a while. Mark wants another 400 by the end of the year. I want that. That has to be a higher number. I think we should try to get 900 by the end of the year. It's already the end of the first quarter. We got 9 months. Let's get 100 per month. How about that? Anyway, go check out the ratings and the reviews and give us a good one. Not a bad one. If you have something not nice to say, you don't need to actually go on there. Don't forget to wash your hands, to wear your masks, to maintain your physical distancing. Put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. It will do them good. It will do you good. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.